Wednesday, February 17, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Derehove, making headlines today. India's Bharti Airtel doesn't see any funding issues for its planned $9 billion deal to buy Zain's African assets. It's confident it will seal the takeover by the March 25 deadline. Bharti said earlier that its total likely payout for buying Kuwaiti group Zain's operations in 15 African countries would be about $9 billion and $1.7 billion of net debt on the target unit's books. Bharti has been hunting for emerging market assets as its home turf becomes fiercely competitive and call charges plummet in the world's fastest growing mobile market. Multi-trade shipping line SAF Marine plans to introduce a new direct, fully containerized shipping service from the Far East to East Africa in March. The service, dubbed the Mashariki Express, will replace the existing Mombasa Express service and will offer SAF Marine's customers improved transit times and reliability. The service will start on March 2nd when the 2,496 20-foot equivalent unit SAF Marine Zambezi vessels set sail from Mombasa in Kenya to Tanjung Pelepas in the Far East. Also making headlines, Telkom's fixed to mobile call charges to drop 22%. Aviation company Comair pins its growth hopes on its fleet expansion and not only on the World Cup. Zimbabwe hotelier Rainbow Tourism Group plans to double its room capacity to take advantage of the expected rise in the number of visitors to the region. And higher commodity prices and a pickup in exports should help Namibia's economy recover from the slowdown. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.